Rabbi Meister Parabed, Mishnah Zayin, Asechor Tzopar, Lakatu is Imo Bid Te'enim. Somebody who hires a worker to help him lay out his figs to dry. Amalo Amanash Oichol Te'enim. And the worker stipulates that he will work for him on condition that is allowed to eat from the figs that is laying out to dry. Oichol Upadu. The worker can eat from those figs and achilas arai without taking off trumois or meiser. As even though we have said previously that a mekach is kovel a meiser, when you sell produce, you immediately have to take off trumas and maizers. You can't eat even an achilas arat without taking off trumas and maizers. But the condition that the worker made is not similar to a sale. As the condition that he made has no relevance. As a worker can eat from the fig that he is working on min ha-Torah even without a condition. And the Torah stipulates that a worker is allowed to eat from the produce that he is working on. So therefore, he didn't have to make a condition at all. And that which the worker eats is not a sale. It's not similar to a mekach, and therefore he does not have to take off tumas or maizes when he eats an achilas arai from the produce. Amenach oichu aniu b'nei basic, o sheyocha b'nei b'schari, hu oichu upadur, u'bno oichu uchay. But if the worker stipulates that he would be allowed to eat from the produce along with his family, or that instead of receiving wages for his work, his son should be allowed to eat from the produce, the worker himself, when he eats, does not have to take off tumas or maizes. Sent that which is allowed to eat. The Torah gives him the right to eat, it's not a sale. As opposed to when his son eats from the produce, his son cannot even eat Nachilas Arad without taking off Trumas from Isis. And that which the son eats is because the worker stipulated that his son should be allowed to eat. So it's similar to a Mekach, it's like a sale. And when you have a sale, immediately you have to take off Trumas from Isis. You can't even eat Nachilas Arad without taking off Trumas from Isis. So therefore the son cannot eat without taking off Trumas from Isis. If the worker stipulates that he should be allowed to eat from the produce at the time that he is laying out the figs to dry, and that he also should be allowed to eat from the produce after he finishes laying out the figs to dry. The figs that he eats while he is laying out the figs to dry, those figs he can eat without taking off tumas or maizer. Since the Torah gives him the right to eat the fig while he is working on the fig. As opposed to the fig that he eats after he finished working, those figs he cannot eat without taking off tumas or maizers, since the Torah does not give him the right to eat fig after he has already finished the work. So that which is eating the figs after he finished laying out the figs to dry is only because of the condition that he made. So therefore, similar to a sale, and when you buy something, you cannot even eat an achilas arai without taking off tumas or maizers. The general rule is that somebody who eats produce that the Torah gives him the right to eat, a worker while he is working on the produce, the Torah allows him to eat from the produce, so it's not similar to a sale. So therefore, he can eat nachilas arai without taking off trumas or maizrus. But somebody who is eating produce that the Torah does not allow him to eat, for example, in the case that we just mentioned, the worker is eating produce after he finished his work, then in such a case the Torah does not give him a right to eat from the produce. He's only eating from the produce because he made that a condition when he agreed to work for the balabayas. Those things that he eats, he cannot eat without taking off tumas or maizras, since it's similar to a sale. Sachar maizras parabeis mishnah chas hey oisav ulavasim lo yoicha b'pnosheva lo yoicha ulavasim. We discussed in the previous mishnah that the Torah gave the right to a worker to eat from the produce that he is working on. He has the right to eat from some of the produce while he is working on that produce. And the mission says, if the worker is working on levatim, which is an inferior type of fig, he can't eat from b'nos sheva, which is a better type of fig. And the Torah only gave him the right to eat from the produce that he is working on right then. And since he is working on levatim, he cannot eat from the b'nos sheva. And so too, if he is working on the b'nos sheva, he can't eat from the levasim. Abu Maneahu is atzmo atzmegia lemakom hayafos v'aicha. But he would have the right to hold back from eating from the inferior produce until he reaches the superior produce. And then when he's working on the superior produce, he can eat from that produce. And since he didn't eat before, he'll eat more now. That he has the right to do. The Torah is not mechayev him to eat while he is working on the inferior produce. Instead, he can wait until he's working on the better produce, and then he can eat at that time. Machlokes and chaverim, They're left over. They're lakaka is chai. Somebody make a trade with his friend. He trades with his friend his own fresh pig, for his friend's fresh pig, for his own pig that he let out to dry, for his friend's pig that he let out to dry. Or he traded his fresh pig for his friend's pig that he let out to dry. Neither one of them would be allowed to eat from the produce after the trade without taking off trumos or maisrus. And this trade is similar to a sale. And just like when you make a sale, the buyer has to take off trumos and maisrus before eating, so too, when you make a trade, you have to take off trumos and maisrus before eating. You wouldn't be allowed to eat, even on achilas arai, without taking off trumos or maisrus. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Amachos Lachol Chayev, Velakatis Pot. Rabbi Huda said, if they traded with each other fresh fish, in such a case, neither one of them can eat without taking off trumos or maisrus. But if they trade with each other figs that were laid out to dry, in such a case, they would be allowed to eat without taking off trumos or maisrus. And since the figs were laid out to dry, the Gemara Melacha was not yet done. The work wasn't completed for these figs. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that which a sale is mechayiv to take off trumas or maizes, that's only if the Gemara Melacha was already done. But in this case, if the trade was made before the Gemara Melacha was done, they're still allowed to eat nachilas arai without taking off trumas or maizes.